cutting edge guests, awesome uncensored jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place.
If you're looking for groundbreaking nutritional products that revolutionize the way your body operates, you have to check out this cutting edge nutrition brand, Root. The Trinity Pack Plus is a game changer. Let me show you. Zero In is the world's first quantumceutical, an all-natural adaptogenic nootropic that skyrockets clarity and creativity. Restore is a supplement that completely restores your gut health and optimizes your true brain. And last but not least, Clean Slate sweeps out heavy metals, including graphene oxide, gently evacuating toxins from the body to increase performance, longevity, and quality of life. Register now at therootsbrand.com/soul to get your Trinity Pack Plus.
And to learn more about the Sovereign Soul Show's mission to save 100 million children.
And how to get rewarded for being a part of the Root community. See you there.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls. Welcome back to the Sovereign Soul Show, where we stand for the holy trinity of love, levity, and liberty. Because after all, love is the greatest power everywhere. And laughter is the best medicine, especially covering serious topics in all matters, ancient, current, and quantum, right? Absolutely. It's a mantra, our mascot, the Bling Buddha. You can see him over my shoulder. He fully subscribes to it as he fires red pills from his 9mm. I am your host, Brad Wozni. I'm grateful to you divine lions and lionesses for tuning in. For those of you who are new to the show, I have served my country at the federal level as a Canadian infantry soldier in a reserve unit and deployed. I served it at the provincial level as a wildfire ranger, leaping out of helicopters to fight forest fires. I've been a part of the corporate rat race as well, where shortly after the three World Trade Centers collapsed in their footprint, three of them, pancaked, I stood at ground zero witnessing the heroic rescue efforts which went on. Then I was walking the halls of the Pentagon 72 hours later and 18 stories below it. I am also fortunate to have become a Yushui Reiki master in 2015. And by leveraging the infinite source of the cosmic and our creator's power, I'm following my soul's purpose in this incarnation, which is to help uplift humanity's consciousness with song and story. Before we get started, due to the extreme censorship, as we have lost yet another Instagram channel, have had YouTube delete our channel last week, and as well as Spotify, because they don't like an angels and demons story from a bishop. They also don't like a poem about saving the children, which I wrote. So please join and subscribe to our Telegram at the Sovereign Soul Show, and also our Rumble channel at the Sovereign Soul Show. So currently those are 100% censorship free, so we can do everything uncensored. Now I'm all about saving the kids, and what's also important is taking care of yourself, using that analogy of when you get on a flight, on an airplane, if there's an emergency, you put the mask on yourself, the oxygen mask on yourself to take care of others. And in the continuing global Great Depression we're in right now, there are some things to update you on. And it's been 2 weeks since I've done an economic update show, because there are people out there who, and actually I spoke with somebody who is an entrepreneur now and doing great work with this company, but he said after university, and he had known all about the corruption behind the scenes, or at least he had researched quite a bit of it, he spent a year and a half doing nothing, hoping for Nasara and Jassara to come in. And that hasn't happened yet. Now, could it be behind the scenes? Quite likely. Yet you still need to take care of yourself regardless, you know, day after day. Who knows? Maybe it's another year and a half away. Maybe it's 10 years away. You got to take care of yourself. So here's some things that are going on right now, which we're aware of, to do that. And it's certainly in precious metals for sure, tangible assets. In fact, just this week with Dr. Elliott, who's been on the show multiple times and interviewed, and he just released his video late Friday, and I wanted to share this with you as well. The reserves of physical silver bullion and gold bullion are drying up. Now, if you recall from the last economic video and the one prior to that I recorded and I shared with all of you, we're also going to talk about Ripple XRP and digital assets here in a little bit, but understand this, right? The core of having a tangible asset that backs a currency, whether it is digital or not, you know, that demand has outstripped anything like it in roughly 4,000 years and eons, if you look at it historically and from what I've seen. Who am I to talk to you about this? Well, I did when I was in the Canadian military, attended what I call a public indoctrination camp, which goes by the name of Wilfrid Laurier University, just outside of Toronto, Ontario, and was accepted there at the time, right? It was the most prestigious school for business and economics in Canada. And so I was accepted there in the Honors Economics program with a minor in American Political Science. So, and I've also, as an entrepreneur, had businesses on both sides, right? North America. So I've been able to go through a number of the boom and bust cycles growing up as a kid to parents who were entrepreneurs, and then also getting out of the corporate rat race, becoming an entrepreneur myself. Key thing here is the fiat banking system is fixed. If you remember from the multiple shows I've done with Dr. Elliott, I've shared with everybody that you can look at, and this is what I did for the real estate investment businesses I had, you can look at the residential mortgage-backed securities and commercial mortgage-backed securities and see the level of debt and who's buying the debt, whether it's the Fed or not. And you can get an idea of the healthy economy. And that really helps give you a cycle for the next year, couple years coming up. I did a thesis paper on Harry Dent's Boom, Bust, and Echo. I believe it was my social economics class when I was at that university indoctrination camp. And it was amazing because he just looks at the statistical facts of everything running in a cycle. You don't need a degree in economics. Heck, you don't even have to have done an economics class to understand if you lock down people in their homes for 2 years to 2.5 years, there's going to be profound effects and things are going to nosedive. And 24% of Americans up until August of this year, now we're well beyond that, 24% of American households are not working, according to the statistics that we shared in back at that point in time, and it's continued to get exacerbated. So we're not here to sell fear porn, because that's what the negative news wants. Fear sells for them. We're here to provide solutions, right? And again, like Harry Dent in Boom, Bust, and Echo, you go back to that in the 90s bestseller, and you look at everything that has come as transpired as a result of that. There's data, and there are specific facts, and there's cycles. Same thing in real estate when I was in it. There are times when you've got a boom cycle of real estate where you can make money doing spec homes or developments, or you can turn around in you know, depressionary cycles, which we're seeing now, you know, where you can also make money on short sales and foreclosures. This is what it's been historically in the past. So where does the smart money go? And the smart money has been going right now in this period of time. Precious metals. What has transpired, which we've never seen before? We've seen the BRICS countries form their own gold-backed, remember, precious metals, gold-backed currency. Recall in March of 2022 of this year, right? March 22nd, 2022, they unplugged Russia from the SWIFT fiat banking system. Now, this is also known as the Babylonian money banking system, right? This goes back eons. They've been pulling this wool over our eyes. When they unplugged Russia, Russia kind of thumbed their nose at them and said, well, we've been the largest purchaser of gold as a country or central bank since 2015 in the world. Now, the BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and now signed on recently, Saudi Arabia, the BRICS countries, and a whole bunch of others. More than half of the world's population is running on a precious metals backed standard. In summertime of this year, we shared the data that on July 1st, or was July 2nd, the US Mint had put out to their 9 registered wholesalers. So the US Mint has 9 registered wholesalers of gold, silver coins, coins, right? You know, and said we are going to be decreasing supply by 50% next year. Why? I don't have the exact answer for you, but understand that law of supply and demand, right? If there's five people crawling in a desert dying of thirst in 48 hours and somebody has money and a capitalist comes along, maybe not compassionate capitalism we're talking about here, but a capitalist comes along and says, I've got a liter of water. Whoever pays me the highest, they get it. And there's 1 liter and five people. Hopefully the person that buys it is going to share it with those five people equally. I would think that would be great. However, from that capitalist society, supply and demand, there's 1 liter, five people, and one person may have it all to themselves. This is where we are right now. You're going to hear from Dr. Elliott in his own words tell you that basically the supply is nearly gone of silver bullion from 1,000-ounce bars and higher. Well, why does that matter to you? How does that affect you who are busting your butt to either raise your kids, stay employed, or do whatever you can to get by? Or you've got, you're a business owner and you pivoted and your business is expanding, but you're worried that, like in the Canadian Freedom Convoy, they closed down us, you know, freedom-loving Canadians and our bank accounts, right? And we're standing for medical freedom, pure resistance showing up in truckers and farmers, which, by the way, the RCMP has went off and arrested. And I understand that they have put out warrants for. So, yeah, things to be very scary. In fact, an American politician who some say is a white hat on the good side had stood up at CPAC earlier this year, 8 months ago, and said that what's happening in Canada, kind of paraphrasing this almost, though, exact quotes, is full-on communism, and it's about to reach here in the United States. Some would say that with China having police stations in the United States, obviously all over Canada and parts of Europe. Yeah, that's right. A foreign country having their own police stations in another country. Yep, it's happening. And it has been happening for a long while. That they may come after your bank account. They may come after your money, right? That's exactly what the central business digital currency CBDCs are all about, right? Get you off the paper money. Get you onto something that they can control. They don't like you like they're doing in Canada, right? Social credit score. I'm Canadian. This is not what I signed up for, to go fight to stop genocide in Kosovo from people who are going out and tearing folks from their homes, beautiful families from their homes, raping the children and putting bullets in their head. That's what I signed up for. Stop. And here we are in another capacity, you know, whether it's a digital soldier or a citizen soldier. One way to ensure you have security, you've got to have spiritual security and physical security. And this is security for you, owning precious metals. Now, here's the thing, the spot price, this is what Dr. Elliott's been talking about for a long time. So of our other amazing people, the spot price of silver was roughly $19. But if you wanted to buy it, it's over 100% of that. That is just Friday. Markets are going to open tomorrow. I'm recording this on the Sunday, giving you an update just to kind of see what has happened over this week. What isn't, though? Physical bullion. Not the stuff where they mint a coin and they stamp it with a government seal, right? There's that word again, government. Government, as I continue to say in virtually every interview, remind people it's the formation of two Latin terms, the term governus and the term mentis. What are those meaning? To control mind. Governus means to control. Mentis goes to mind. So these guys are continuing to want to force this down your throats and take over and take control of you, right? And if you don't believe me, let's go to that as well. So share with you, Dr. Elliott, what has been happening and why you need to be in here. So also remember, if you're an American, what is phenomenal as well, if you're an American, is you have the ability to get up to $10,000. You open a savings account with our friends over at BuddhaLovesGold.com because they have these amazing gold precious metals IRA kits. How incredible is that? You could potentially even receive $10,000 or more. So it's all at BuddhaLovesGold.com. And then also you're going to have and see here Dr. Elliott and what he is sharing directly in his video as to why you need to be aware of what has been happening. And we've been saying this for a long time. He's been saying it as a 2 times PhD and sovereign economist, that this is coming. We are already in it. We're in the massive global depression. And here we are. You're going to listen to him over these next roughly 2 minutes, share with you the latest updates directly from his video. And we'll take it from here.
So things have to change. The new normal, you're not going to see these big, huge boom cycles in the stock market. You're not going to see the big, huge boom cycles in real estate. Things are just going to be more average, right? As people have to learn to live within their means as the cost of credit is going up. So the world has changed, but this is going to be a painful transition because during that 20-year cycle, people have amassed so much debt because credit was so cheap that now we're going to be faced with, I believe, a massive onslaught of bankruptcies, a massive onslaught of foreclosures. What are the banks going to do? That could result in a bank run, right? So this is why we've been talking for so long about getting to tangible assets, because for a time like this, when the storm seems to be upon us and it's raging, we can beat it at safe ground with tangible assets like gold and silver. I'm not even saying this is a forever thing. I'm saying this is what we need to do for right now. So if you're on the fence still, or if you have any extra, I would allocate it into silver, because these numbers are devastatingly bad. When you've got GDP shrinkage that came down more than 50% in the growth rate, that's awful. And yet inflation is still persisting. Doubly awful. Higher prices, fewer people working, less production, fewer people spending, fewer people buying, right? This is the world that we're living in. So gobble up as much silver as you possibly can. Oh, additionally, the supply chain disruptions on silver are insane, right? The 1,000-ounce bars are at precariously low levels. Every single day when we're placing trades, we're basically taking like literally almost all that the depository has every single day. We're just one company. We're just one company. Granted, we're a big company, but we're just one company. Imagine everybody else trying to get 1,000-ounce bars, and they're just simply not there. That we're going to see a price boom. This is just what happens. I mean, I guess I am predicting a huge price boom, right?
And there you have it, right? So one thing about the price boom that Kirk is saying here, good guy, is we're at roughly that $19, almost $20 threshold at a price per ounce of physical silver bullion. And what we saw 3 months ago now, the CEO of HSBC said they expect silver to be $100 an ounce. In today's value, that's a 5x growth, right? And now, again, you have all the economic indicators, and which we believe COMEX is going to go away very soon, just like the SEC with Ripple XRP and their completely fraudulent, corrupt lawsuit against Ripple XRP while they promote Bitcoin and Ethereum. We'll get to that in a moment. The key thing is understand exactly what you're also hearing here from Kirk is all of the indicators are in place, not just indicators, but all of the actual momentum has happened to drive this price to the moon the moment the suppression comes off.
Because low supply, high demand, prices go up. That's economics 101.
There you go.
So right place at the right time. Have a smile on your face. Be confident that you're doing the right thing. And we'll talk to you next time. God bless. Bye-bye.
Great. And so here we are. So you can go to Dr. Elliott's website and you can book a consult. I have the number and everything in the description is below here for anybody worldwide. You know, and the great thing is, you know, you're on the fence, you can have a conversation with them. Just bear in mind, as we've already had people and already had a friend of ours who called and missed their appointment, they're about 7 to 8 days in getting back because of the amount, how slammed there are, really, the amount of uptick in people needing to move it. They understand, right? Like selling away rule. They understand that their financial advisor and investment advisor only has their best interests at heart as far as it serves the firm the investment or financial advisor is a part of, because of the selling away rule. What is that? If you haven't heard Dr. Elliott mention that multiple times, when he was a former investment advisor, which actually was the catalyst for him to quit because he was so ticked off, when he recommended a small allocation for his private client into precious metals, and this was almost 2.5 decades ago. And they threatened to fire him because the firm would not make a commission back on it. They said it's a selling away rule. You're selling a client away into something that they can't provide, even though it was in the client's best interest in their investment strategy. So we've seen in Wall Street the massive suppression, the RICO case on precious metals markets, which the suppression, we all believe, is about to come off any day. We also have seen that those people in the markets on Wall Street are selling people into ETF, exchange-traded funds, pieces of paper that say, oh yes, you definitely own the silver and the bullion. And we have also seen that pretty much we've seen is kind of a scam, because they're selling them one piece of bullion to five different people and hoping that those people don't call and sell to get that physical silver. Now, they're never going to actually own that physical silver where it's shipped to them, unlike with Dr. Elliott, unlike with our folks at BuddhaLovesGold.com, good folks over there, because that can ship to your door. So you actually see it. It's tangible, not just a piece of paper with an IOU. Because they're doing the stock market, like with those ETFs, which we've seen them do with the banking industry. In fact, if you're not aware of how much the wool has been pulled over our eyes, I'm going to revisit this video from a few years ago in British Parliament, where this politician literally, and it was repurposed again up on our feed today, that discusses how the banks work completely in their favor and against you. So you can understand, right? Knowledge, applied knowledge is power. Knowledge is one thing, but applying that knowledge for you, for your physical security, financial security as well, and the potential here to very much prosper, which I believe, coming up with the new enlightened world we're all creating together with our consciousness. So I'm going to share this video with you, and definitely share this with everybody you have and come across it, right? Share this particular video where we're discussing all the things going on in the world and how it can help people, and listen in as the entire banking system is explained to you by this politician in British Parliament a few years ago.
It is my opinion that you do not really understand the concept of banking. All the banks are broke. Bank Santander, Deutsche Bank, Royal Bank of Scotland, they're all broke. And why are they broke? It isn't an act of God. It isn't some sort of tsunami. They're broke because we have a system called fractional reserve banking, which means that banks can lend money that they don't actually have. It's a criminal scandal, and it's been going on for too long. To add to that problem, you have moral hazard, a very significant moral hazard from the political sphere. And most of the problem starts in politics and central banks, which are part of the same political system. We have counterfeiting, sometimes called quantitative easing, but counterfeiting by any other name. The artificial printing of money, which if any ordinary person did, they'd go to prison for a very long time. And yet governments and central banks do it all the time. Central banks repress the amount of interest that rates are, so we don't have the real cost of money. And yet we blame the real retail banks for manipulating LIBOR. The sheer effrontery of this is quite astonishing. It's central banks that manipulate interest rates, Commissioner. And plus, underneath all this, we talk loosely, in a rather cavalier fashion, do we not, about deposit guarantees. So when banks go broke through their own incompetence and chicanery, the taxpayer picks up the tab.
There you go. So as he said, theft from the taxpayer. So they've been pulling the wool over generations. They've been doing this, eons, I would say, to force you to pay for taxes for the stuff that they are paying and spending and making money off of, right? And I know that intuitively, you all sense this, everybody, you already know there's been so much that they've done where they have pulled the wool over your eyes. So if you go to BuddhaLovesGold.com, my friends at Gold Co. will give you 10 grand or more in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's for all American patriots. All the information is right there at BuddhaLovesGold.com. How does it get any better than that, right? And as well, for anybody outside the United States, you can go to Dr. Elliott and give them a call as well to understand, have a conversation, with their consultants. Now, here's the thing. You need to take control of your situation. They're not going to do it for you because they're all working against you. And this is how they've been doing it. And all this exposure of this mass corruption continues to bubble. In fact, even just here, posted earlier this year, right? The World Economic Forum calls to reduce private vehicles by eliminating ownership. Right at the same time, that Justice Minister David Lametti in Canada said he doesn't believe that any Canadians have the right to own anything from their homes to their vehicles, even their children. So they're all working against you to own you to and continue to enslave you, folks. So this is a way to get out of that quote unquote system and own physical precious metals just in case they take down your bank accounts, which they already have in so many countries and taken them over. Canadian Freedom Convoy, anybody? You know, many millions of dollars. And they shut down that beautiful lady in Chilliwack, BC, as we've seen it. Some of us have. In Chilliwack, BC, who is on welfare, raising two kids, single mother, donated $25 to the Freedom Convoy in Ottawa for the truckers and help feed them and pay for gas to stand up and say, we want our medical freedom to be heard. And they locked down her bank account, took the money off from it, and denied her unemployment. So you got to have a stand. And one of those is right here through precious metals. What's been going on in XRP? We'll talk about how they continue to control it. If anybody has ever used Coinbase for digital asset investing, you know, they're very much up on the World Economic Forum website as one of the official sponsors of the event earlier this year, the World Economic Forum. So go to Digital Asset Investor on YouTube. And here we're talking about ending tribalism because Coinbase under the World Economic Forum will not list Ripple XRP. And this is supposed to be an international cryptocurrency exchange, right? Digital asset exchange, not an American one, where the SEC, when they sued Ripple and declared them a security and be violating SEC security laws, but everything was fine for Bitcoin and Ethereum. And what was it that Jimmy Vallee said when he was on our interview? Director Hinman at the SEC made $15 million. An SEC government director made $15 million? As it was unveiled in the documents in the lawsuit, in discovery, and Jimmy Vallee right here shared all of this along with other corruption. Here it is, right from Digital Asset Investor, telling, sharing with you again how they try to dupe the public into coming onto their exchanges, giving up your information so they can lock you down, which we saw Binance do, which we saw the bankruptcy of Celsius do over in Singapore, and people couldn't turn around and sell or liquidate their cryptocurrencies earlier this year because they get you by your short and curly. So something to be mindful of, listen to the Digital Asset Investor explain this from this week.
But what I do want to, but I do want to make this point. If Brian Armstrong really wants to, let's put all the tribalism behind us. Why don't you start by relisting XRP on Coinbase? We had to kick and scream to get it listed in the first place. I mean, and we were completely ignored for years. But when he finally listed it, he was, I mean, the second that SEC lawsuit dropped, it's gone. But then guess what happened? Then SEC went after some Coinbase insider traders that no longer work there. And in the case designated, like, I can't remember how many, it was 9 or 13 or something, tokens that were, some of them were Ethereum-based tokens. And my question is, Brian Armstrong, have you delisted those Ethereum-based tokens? Because if you really want to show this, hey, you just don't want to be tribal anymore. You don't want to favor any one token or Bitcoin or Ethereum over others.
Once again. No, by the way, so what's an exchange that you can go and do like the Soda Lumens and Ripple XRP and you know, this is what many people believe, is that Ripple, the company, and XRP is actually a platform that was brought in by Seventh Dimensional Pleiadians. So if you subscribe to that line of thought, what it's at least been described as, and I've shared it here, is imagine you had a Ford Model T, you know, from the 19th century, right? One of the original, quote unquote, Henry Ford car, and the engine inside it. We'll use that analogy, that Ford Model T equals Bitcoin and Ethereum right now, versus the capabilities that Ripple's XRP, digital asset, has. Is kind of more like that, you know, brand new vehicle you roll out of a showroom today. I've always used an Audi S5, just comes to mind. But what would you rather have, right? I'm not here to tell you one is better than the other. I'm sharing with you exactly how they are from a platform standpoint, all the paperwork out there that's done it, all the studies on the climate impact of running Bitcoin and Ethereum servers and mining it as well. So this is out there right now, and this is my personal take. You know, you got a Ford Model T and you want to go and invest in that and have that in your garage, or you'd like to have a new vehicle as well and not let the world pass you by. As they're all going with something that's a lot newer and better, from my personal opinion. So you can go to BitTrue, you know, BITRUE. Got the links down here on the website, and they'll give you up to $3,000 in rewards to start on digital asset investing for trading, you know, doing the trading behind the scenes, practice trading. So you can see how things go out there. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, about to be, the new market's going to open tomorrow. We'll see how much further it's down and what is going to happen. Bottom line, take care of yourself out there. Remember, set your spiritual security. You have your physical security. Take care of body, mind, and soul. That's the holy trinity. And you do so from a financial standpoint. You do some from a spiritual standpoint. And then with your whole health, right? And that's why we have wonderful sponsorship from RootBrand.com, where elite athletes have seen a 40 to 50% increase in performance in 30 days using the Trinity Pack from the Root Brands. You'll find that here as well. And one of the lovely things that are really key for today is their clean slate removes heavy metal Clean slate removes heavy metal toxicities from your body. And I've been using this for almost 10 months now. And I can attest to the fact of both an increase in performance, focus, clarity, creativity. By the way, I'm looking here at the computer. There is no script I'm reading. So I was able to deliver all of this, not even pre-written, just having these thumbnails open and just go. And I do attribute a portion of that to using the Zero In product, which is part of a Trinity Pack, as well as a Clean Slate, which removes, including, you know, lead, barium, aluminum. If you've been a shooter, you know, in law enforcement, or you've been in the military, you're around lead quite a bit as you're shooting, right? Lots of lead, not good for the system in being around there, right? If you're in firefighting, we actually just had an amazing heroic firefighter, you know, who is using this to draw out the heavy metals and letting all of his department know, like, we need to get on this because of the crap we've been breathing. It's all natural. Clean slate. Wipe the slate clean in your body. Graphene oxide. It's been shown on the interview with the CEO of Root Brands that they've removed graphene oxide from the body. And pretty much everybody here watching or listening knows how dangerous graphene oxide is, right? So that graphene oxide they've been able to prove is removed with the clean slate, all natural product. So the Trinity Pack, which I say is pretty much wearing, like, wearing the armor of God. Who wouldn't want to put on the armor of God so that they have a deeper sleep, they're more creative, they're more focused, and it reduces the cortisol levels in your body to virtually zero, which means there's no more stress hormone being activated, which means you have that focus, that creativity, that clarity. You're not in stress trying to sleep, right? And on top of that, you're getting all of these dangerous heavy metals, toxins out of your body from the air we've been breathing in, people who might be smokers. In fact, we've had people who are smokers who have said within 1 to 3 weeks, they've just been using the Trinity Pack, and the Clean Slate is part of the Trinity. It's one of the three products. That's why I call it Trinity Pack. That's been removing all of those heavy metals gently and gracefully out of their system, and they're no longer wanting to smoke. So how many people do you know, even in today's day and age in 2022, are still smokers that say, I'd love to quit? Well, now you're just gently removing those things from the body, and they no longer have those cravings and going ahead. So many amazing things, right? From the athletic performance level to a logical one, you know, having greater deductive reasoning, cognition, intuition, cleansing the pineal gland, having higher access. That's why they call it the world's first quantum-ceutical, quantum consciousness, right? Who wouldn't want to tap into your higher self more and more and be more intuitive and rely on your heart center and your gut? And remember also, our gut health is so important, because 95% of the neurons in our body are in our stomach, our gut, 5% in the brain. So that's where gut instinct comes from. So you're also doing that. In the Trinity Pack, they have that product called Restore Gut Health. And people who have had leaky gut to Crohn's have reported with this that they no longer have those issues. So I'm just sharing what's been reported, which has been shared with the CEO when we had our roughly hour and a half long initial interview on how amazing and incredible and remarkable these all natural products are from an American-made company in Nashville that ships to over 60 countries around the world, helping people become whole again and upgrade their DNA, upshift it, because they've been trying to detune us, right? They've been telling us that we have junk DNA. You know, the Creator does not create junk. Creator creates perfection, and you follow through with your unique expression of that perfection. And they've been attempting to detune it. And they've launched an all-out spiritual war and spiritual terrorism on us for eons. Just what we covered on today's topic, the economic financial system, fiat, Babylonian money system, versus one that is no longer in control of them. It's back to you as a sovereign individual, a sovereign soul. Many blessings to all of you. All the links here on the description. BuddhaLovesGold.com, right? You can call Dr. Elliott's firm, the numbers here, and you can tap into that amazing all-natural quantum consciousness from the world's first all-natural supplement. The company, right, Root Brands, it's called the Trinity Pack. You just go to the rootbrands.com/soul. You go to the shop, go to the Trinity Pack, you grab that for yourself. I highly invite you and encourage you to give it a try for 30 days. And see the amazing effects that it has on you, your body, your mind, your spirit. Many blessings, everybody. Have yourself a lovely and a wonderful day. Over to you, my girl, and congratulations on your book. Look forward to getting it. And the number one best-selling author, award-winning author. Here we go. Brand new, minted.
Thank you
for being back.
So, I found out that the actual writing of the book was the easiest part.
Yeah,
took me 20 years to write. Roots was amazing again, because I have extreme ADD and I could never sit still. And that product was amazing because it really allowed me to focus in and sit for hours at a time. I'm 6 months of writing nonstop.
Thanks for joining us on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Please like, follow, subscribe, share this with 9 friends and family. And of course, if you enjoy our blinged Buddha firing red pills from his 9mm, let us know.